Joining me now on this edition of Our Town, Kay King and Graham Ross are both here. Now, Graham is a member of the FURA board, and Kay is a longtime advocate for Florence, and she was instrumental in bringing the FEC into life. Good day to both of you.
Hi, George.
Now, recently, I remember back when we first started talking with Braun Industries, and we were talking a resort convention-type center. Since then, kind of things have changed. I know at the last FURA meeting, things kind of took a different direction, which we kind of heard about beforehand. We kind of had some rumblings of what was going on. But let's talk about where we're at. We're talking about the property on Quince Street, where Braun Industries has made a proposal to build there. And Graham, prior to the last meeting, and maybe even the meeting before that, what was your understanding of what the goal was for those for that property?
Well, first of all, I want to let you know that I'm here as a private citizen.
Right, understand.
I'm on FURA, but I'm not representing FURA or the city in any way. That property was to be developed as a hotel to support the FEC, which is what Kay had in her original package when she was board chairman, right, of the original FEC board. And so that was the whole purpose, is having that. And it's taken a long time to get to this point. I mean, you got to give Joe Henry and the staff a lot of credit for really trying to get the hotel here. And they've done it, and they've worked hard to get it. So it is here now.
Now, when did the organization, or when did the group get together to start to form the FEC? How many years ago was that?
Oh, gosh. Clear back in the 90s, I'm sure.
Right.
20-some years ago, 25 maybe.
And there was hopes for a hotel supporting that even back then.
Yes. And what historically, if it's okay, first of all, I'd like to thank the city for what they've accomplished so far, too. I know they put in hours and hours and weeks and weeks on this.
A lot of hard work.
But from a historical perspective, first of all, when we went out and raised money for the FEC, it was with the intent that it would be self-sustaining. And I think that's probably in the core of me that I keep remembering when we would go to large donors and ask for donations. We'd say this will be a self-sustaining facility, which in our minds it really would have been. I don't think it is at this point. And having worked on not just the fundraising part of it, but also on the FEC board after it was actually built, it was a really tough thing to sit and see all those dark days on the calendar, which meant days that didn't have anything going on at the FEC. And in looking back, we felt very strongly that we were missing many major conferences or big meetings that could have used the FEC breakout rooms, but that wasn't big enough for a larger convention to come. And that was our hope, was that on the days when we didn't have entertainment in the theater, we would always have some kind of an event going on, some community things, yes, but also the opportunity to really help our community in a bigger way by bringing in larger conferences that would use the FEC, probably get their meals at the FEC during the conferences, but then turn around and be able to have lodging across the street, but bigger breakout rooms in some kind of a hotel complex that would allow us to draw in the bigger convention. And then when you have a bigger convention, it's more than one day usually. They would go down on Bay Street to eat, to shop, while their partner was in meetings. So it was kind of a win-win for the city. And that was always our goal and what we were working toward. So then recently, when I found out the type of hotel that the city was looking at, and when I looked at the plans, it didn't include those things. And that was such a huge disappointment, because it's not what's best for our city, in my opinion.
Recently, within the last year or two, the FEC or the city has purchased the property adjacent to that. Is that
correct?
Is that something that could then turn into more breakout rooms? Or
yeah, absolutely. As a matter of fact, there's a vision for that territory right there, being the plot of land that's across from the FEC, and the FEC becoming a conference campus. Basically, what's being said here is that the hotel lacks a lot of the amenities for small conferences, business conferences, and major events, just as Kay was saying. And the thought is that, okay, let's see what exactly is needed once the hotel is built, and then we'll pick up the amenities in another part, whether that be at the FEC or another building on that campus, something along those lines. But the vision is that become a conference campus.
But I can kind of see, okay, I don't know if you told me this directly or if I heard about it roundabout, but I could honestly see that rooftop restaurant overlooking the river and a nice, you know, landscaped area back there. I mean, you go up to, you go to Bend and you go to the restaurant and hotel there that's on the river, and you sit out by the river and watch the water go by. And I think of how cool that would be to have something like that. And yet, it doesn't look like it might be in the picture for this facility.
Right. It'd be, you only get this piece of property once. You only get an opportunity to develop it once. They got it for, Fura purchased it for a very, very reasonable price. So, I mean, they have room there for a lot of waiting and finding the right place. And the thing with the hotel, just imagine this. What if you could get in an elevator, go to the rooftop, maybe not a five-star, maybe not a full-scale restaurant, but a place to go where a lot of the months of the year, really, you could be outside if you could protect yourself from the wind.
Right. Yeah, that's the if.
There. Yeah. So if you're facing east, upriver, and you have the big garage doors, whether they're glass or whatever, that open up, and you can go out on a patio, and you can have fire pits out there, and you could pipe music out there, and they could sit and see the river and visit with friends and have maybe light plates or tapas or whatever we decided would be the...
Or wine and cheese.
Yeah. Wine and cheese.
But just a fun place. And maybe they would have a signature chowder or something like that. And you could have wine, cheese, fruit and chowder and watch the river. And it would become kind of a destination thing also for the people staying there.
Right.
But we've got to talk a little bit more about the hotel itself. And no disrespect in any way to Braun Hospitality, but the kind of hotel that they are putting on this site is not going to be a draw for people unless they're passing on through with their RV or they might be fishing. But we're leaving a lot of customers on the table. If they can go an hour south or an hour north and be on the water in a nice accommodation, not just a... And it's not the simplicity of the hotel, it's the quality of the hotel that we're talking about. What a waste to put it right there on that beautiful site that we only get to use once.
Well, there are like when I travel, you know, usually if I do a motorcycle trip or something like that, I just need a place to sleep.
Yes.
That's what I'm looking for. And so, you know, a Wyndham Resort or Wyndham Hotel or something like that, or Best Western is a beautiful place
right.
to stop in.
Yes.
But you're saying that if we want this to be a destination, it's got to be the next level or two up?
I would say, and a Microtel is not in that category. They're very, I mean, they're just a room. And I've done the same thing. If we're fishing or we're, you know, going somewhere and we don't really care about the accommodations, I think people would expect a little bit more on that site, and you only get one chance to develop it. That's what I keep saying.
Now, the thing is, though, that is true. You only get one chance to develop it, but as you said, you know, from the inception, there's been hopes to bring something in here like this, and it's been a lot of years of maybes
right.
coming in here.
Exactly, and it all boils down to numbers.
Yeah.
I mean, we had another company that came in called SciCan, and they did a feasibility study. And in the feasibility study, they said, you know, there's a high demand for a hotel on Quinn Street. The spot is absolutely spectacular because of the river view. The location of it is wonderful because it's so close to Old Town and the marina. So there's positive, positive, positive.
It's like the perfect spot.
Perfect spot. And they ran the numbers, and the hotel industry is that they want an ROI in 10 years. They couldn't get close to it. So they had to back out. So then Braun came along and said, okay, here's this hotel that we want to do. And Kay's right. I mean, this hotel is considered a minimalist hotel. And they've been very successful in Europe, very successful. But the aim or their target audience is young, married, no children, active people. And they go to these hotels and they ride their bikes and they go hiking and things of that sort. It's a hotel, as it stands today, designed to be a tourist hotel for a high season. It's not designed to be a hotel to support the FEC. There's too many amenities that are towards the tourist, high season tourist, and not enough towards the low season tourist and bringing people in. And we've got to do we have to do a good job bringing people in. A couple of things that I mentioned there is that there's the hotel itself does not overlook the river. Mm-hmm. It's got a parking lot with RVs between the hotel and the river. Now, if you're on the first floor, which is where the bar is going to be, your view is going to be of RVs. If that parking were to go behind or go in front of the hotel and the hotel got closer to the river, it would have a natural flow into the estuary trail that the city is developing, which is beautiful, absolutely beautiful. And you know, so we've got to do some things here, I believe, to make this, if this is the hotel we're stuck with, and I shouldn't say stuck with, if this is the hotel we've got, because it's been 10 years, right? It's been 10 years. So if this is the hotel that we've got, and it may not be the best that we want, well, if it is, let's do some things to make it successful.
So the design is going to have to come into effect. Like, I mean, if you've got 3.5 1, 2, or 3.2 acres, whatever it is, you could put the parking on the north or south side that wouldn't interfere.
Absolutely. With that. Absolutely. Well. Yeah. Yeah, and obviously there's some land issues in the structure of the land.
Now, is that something that can come to fruition through the city council's next move then? Or is that something that will have to be gone through the planning department or more through FURA?
Well, I think what has to happen is there's going to be the building hearing to go over that, which is going to take place, I don't know, in a month or something like that. And a lot of that will be discussed then. I think what's important is for us to get from the community what they want. What Kay wants, what I want, are really, we're very close, right. Although I differ with her with the restaurant.
Yeah.
You know, I would see the top being a bar and having those pits and everything, but serving very light food, as she said, not full meals, because that way we're taking away from downtown, Old Town. We don't want to do that.
Right.
We want the people to be successful in Old Town during the high season or low season.
Well, we just took a trip and we ended up in Orofino, coming down through the mountains in Orofino, and the first place we stopped was the Best Western. Mm-hmm. From 4 to 5 o'clock, they did a free happy hour for all the people that were coming in and checking in. And it was right on the river, overlooking the river and everything. So it didn't take away from people that wanted to go have dinner later on. It was just a way for them, once they got there, they relaxed. They could socialize, they could hang out with friends, and then they could go make reservations for dinner.
Exactly. So and, cool. Maybe you get a drink and you go out on the estuary trail where there's a bench and you overlook the river and you have a really nice time there.
Yeah.
And there's other things that are also. There's a fish cleaning area attached to the hotel. We don't need a fish cleaning area.
We got one.
We got one in the marina, which is why the feasibility study is so close to the marina. And people from all over come to this marina fish cleaning because it's so good. So we don't need that. That if I go to a hotel and I'm on a conference and I smell fish outside, I'm not really thrilled.
You're not really
gonna,
you might not come back to
that. Exactly. Yeah.
And again, I mean, like... The idea of the final plans are not set in stone.
That's
at
correct.
This point.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, I would say that they're 80% there. There's some wiggle room.
But there could be some change. There could be some change that come up.
I believe that's true.
Now, I don't have Ron Moore here from Hoagland Properties. He had a different take on his reason for not wanting it. And one of that was, and his statements, his comments, the numbers that he put out there was that we're not quite filling up with the exception, or even during our busiest times, there's still a few rooms that are available. So he's questioning whether there was the need for, 80 more rooms?
Correct, 86. Yeah, 86
more
rooms.
Right. Did FURA look at that? I know you're not here representing FURA, but as a private citizen, do you remember that coming up in the conversation?
Well, that came up in the feasibility study.
Yeah.
Right. So that came up in the feasibility study, and that was ironed out before I joined FURA. Mm-hmm. So I've only been with FURA a very short period of time. But yes, I understand that FURA did look at that and talk to Braun about that and SICAN about that as well. Now, I will say, and I hope I'm not speaking out of school here, is that I have spoken to Ron Moore. And Ron said, I'm not as far away from this as you think I am. I'm all in favor of having a hotel that feeds the FEC. He said, I think that'd be wonderful. It needs to be a resort because that's going to help the other people in this industry, in the area, including me, because I'm going to get the overflow.
Right. The people that come to resort are not the same people that are coming to hang out in town.
Exactly. Yeah. So he's in favor of it.
Yeah.
He's just in favor. He's not in favor of that hotel.
That particular way of doing things. Yeah.
The other thing, George, is that area is zoned for multi-use housing. And so this is just a what if. But since we're having such a hard time finding places for the service industry people to live because we're so overpriced right now, I have seen places where they actually have housing like on the lowest floor for employees that are studio apartments in a 600 square foot unit. We've done the numbers on another project we've worked on. You can actually get a full little apartment that has a kitchen, a bathroom, a laundry facility, everything in that.
Well, you don't even need 600 square feet because Tierra Hunter has that one off of Harbor.
Yeah.
It's even smaller than
so
that.
Let's say you did that on the in the basement or the bottom floor, and let's say then I think it would be more economical to buy a ladder truck that will go one floor higher and do the top floor in condos. And the owner of the hotel could lease those out on a yearly basis or a continuing basis.
Or sell them.
Or sell them. Mm-hmm. And that would take care of that, trying to meet his need within a certain amount of time in order to financially have it pencil out. Plus, since SICAN, or I'm not quite...
SICAN. Uh-huh. Yep.
Since they first did their initial proposal, the city has put a lot more money into, or FURA has, into almost $1 million into a lot of the things that had to be done. Like, I think they're doing those for the developer. Like, all the permitting and a lot of things. If you look at a breakdown of that, I tried to get a copy of that today before now, but I was unable to get it. And then the other thing is, just think then what you'd have. You'd really have a facility. Plus, I think the cost of what they were telling Zicam that they would have to pay for that may have gone way down. And this is an if. But I think maybe they are allowing, and you can't tell me this, but they are probably allowing them to purchase it for the appraised value, which would be very of low ball figure. So I'm wondering if Zicam came back and did their penciling now, if it would pencil out differently.
From what I know,
you also have the construction cost aspect has not come down.
No. Yes, and that's the other thing here that's the unknown, because lumber, as I understand, is coming down
a little.
Metal is going way up, as well as not being available. I mean, you saw yesterday's paper, I believe.
I can't even get sriracha, let alone metal, for crying out loud.
Exactly. You know? In Wednesday's paper, you saw the PUD was talking about they can't get transformers. And the transformers have gone from $2,500 to $15,000 in 2 years. And then I was talking to somebody yesterday, said on top of that, they're not available for 18 months. So, you know, there's a lot of supply chain issues here that Braun is going to have to deal with.
Yeah.
The other thing is, this is their fifth extension that FURA has extended to them to be able to find financing and do their planning. And five extensions. That's a lot.
Right. And so, and it's not necessarily the fault of the company. It's the way things are right now.
Exactly.
Some of it.
To do with COVID. That's
but
correct.
How many extensions are, you know, if they can't meet it, it would give us more time to find a more ideal hotel.
But again, and I'm being the devil's advocate here. We've had a lot of time to try to figure this out. And somebody has come the closest of anybody to making this a reality.
But why settle?
Well, and your point is well taken, George, because you remember Kurt Vander Bogart and I being in here a while back. And he and I were working on getting a hotel over there. We didn't represent the city at all. We just knew that if the hotel was there, it was going to help us with what we wanted to do.
Of course, you were on the other side of the street down there.
Exactly.
Down the way a little bit,
exactly. But still, it would help out, right?
Well, absolutely.
And we talked to five different hoteliers in the state of Oregon, and none of them would touch it. They basically said, no, we've been there, done that, we're not touching it.
And that was before COVID. That was before the rise.
That was 3 years ago.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there is a problem with finding the right people to come in. And I'm sorry, Kay, but I got to say, we are fortunate that Braun came in with an unsolicited offer. I mean, we didn't go out to and look for him. He came in and said, hey, I think I've got something for you. And that's the only people that have done it.
But even when they voted the other night at FURA and they went down the line, and Graham was the only
dissenting
vote. But three people, I'm pretty sure, said in different ways, well, it's not optimum, but it's something. Another one said, well, it's a start. I understand.
I heard those comments.
Yes,
I can tell you who they came from, but I'm not going to.
No, and I'm not going to either.
No.
But it only took, I mean, that's not good enough. That's just not good enough.
I understand that too. And I understand both sides of this argument, because I myself, as someone here, would go to that upstairs restaurant.
Absolutely.
And hang out there and socialize with my friends, and would love something like that that's just a little bit different than what you get in Old Town. Yeah. And yet still find Old Town for my favorite haunts to go to.
And that's my point exactly, is that this hotel, the way it is designed, it's a minimalist hotel, okay? This is called a Moda concept. And the Moda concept basically says smaller footprint to make it more affordable, make all the square footage as much revenue producing as possibly can, okay? So it's got some benefits there financially for somebody like Braun. But if we were to work with Braun and help them develop this concept so it does match more of our area. Now, the outside of the facade of the hotel isn't good either. I mean, it looks very institutional, so it doesn't fit the area. So something along that to warm it up a bit, maybe taking that bar that's on the first level and putting it on the top level, doing some things around it that get people involved. I think we've got something here that we can work with.
So let me ask you this. How much of this conversation that we're having, though, now is a moot point?
I don't think any of it is.
Okay.
I really don't. Because what I would say is this. I would ask your listeners to hear what we're saying today and realize that in the next 30 days, 15 to 30 days, the rubber hits the road. You've got about a 2-week period of time to tell us, the city, Fura, Kay and I, whatever, you, that we either agree what's being said today or we don't, what their vision is, what they like to see there.
I've always wondered, what is the best way to do that? I mean, obviously, my opinion is, knowing how things work, you want a paper trail.
Yes.
You don't want to just verbally have a conversation with
somebody. That's correct.
And let them know that, because that tends to disappear in people's minds very quickly.
Exactly.
So what is the best? Is it
email or letter?
Email or write
yep.
a letter?
Yeah. Yep. Yep. And even in the comment section, the SNS. If they want to, right? Yeah. They could put something in there as well. But I think that is what people need to do right now, because that, as we discussed, we're about 80% of the way there.
And I imagine if the facility were willing to build something on the top floor, they could always lease that out to a business and get revenue from that.
See, we're only talking about Braun Hospitality Development.
Right.
They have to go out and hire a management company yet.
Right.
So you're absolutely right. That could be hired out to a different management company. And having a restaurant there is a great idea. And my suggestion, being in the restaurant business, used to be, is that you build it such that a restaurant could eventually be there.
Right.
You put in everything so that it could make a kitchen there, right? So you do it from the very beginning. Don't start there until everything levels off. But, I mean, I think it'd be a great, great concept.
I mean, it's great to kind of dream about this, because I can see, like on the top floor, you build the facility a floor higher so that you have all the infrastructure there around it, also blocks the wind.
Right.
And then you put the restaurant out in the open air with maybe some doors, mm-hmm. To close when the weather's not as good.
Sure. Absolutely.
And the other thing is, we've always said after an event at the FEC, an entertainment event, everything's closed on Bay Street. And we all want to go afterwards and talk about it and socialize a little bit. Wouldn't that be fun? Walk across the street, go up. It'd be perfect.
It would be fun. But my belief is what I've seen here. There is a culture of the 9 p.m., all right? I mean, that's just what it is. I mean, if we had the demographic that, say, our median age was 45, I think you would see Bay Street staying open longer.
Uh-huh.
But because it's not, you basically have the beachcomber, where people go.
But if you're there for conventions,
right,
then you usually would want to stay afterwards because you don't socialize during the meetings.
Right.
So, and then also, Katie Snedden was so good to us at the end of the roadie coronation. We had asked ahead if she would consider staying open longer, and she did. And it worked perfectly. And we all went down there afterwards, the different, queen and the court, and it was a fun night.
I don't think that any restaurateur here in town would stay closed if they knew that there was 500 people in the FEC.
And that's the thing. It would be able to sort of say, let's get an agreement and saying, okay, when we have this kind of event,
right.
What's your commitment to staying open?
Exactly. Our commitment to you is that we advertise for you, get you the people. Now, are you going to have seats for them to sit in?
Yeah.
The plan right now calls for food trucks to support the hotel. And food trucks are wonderful for outdoor events. Mm-hmm. They're not good for hotels. And I don't see, as a private citizen, if I'm a hotelier,
and a former restaurateur.
Why don't you come to me and ask me to deliver to you?
Yeah.
And maybe move it around a little bit, or have three or four restaurants. And I'm sure that somebody down there, Katie or whatever, would love to deliver to that hotel and bring meals in. But that doesn't mean that they can't have their signature chowder there at the hotel.
Uh-huh.
But still, use the people we've got here and not use food trucks. I don't think that fits with the concept we want.
So I guess what we want to get out of this is to let people know that if they have a vision in mind, or they support the vision that you have in mind, is to get out there and let everybody know. Let the city know. Let Fura know. Let the people involved know what your feelings are on this.
Exactly. That's exactly right. That's where we are right now. Kay and I have talked about this intermittently, and she and I agree on a lot, and we disagree on a few things. But it's not up to us.
Yeah. Right.
It's up to the community. What do you want? And this is the time to speak up. It's not 2 years from now.
Right. It's not too late, but it's getting there.
It's getting there. Yeah. Exactly.
Anything we missed that just quickly you want to go over? We're kind of running close on time.
Yes. Here, one last thing that I would recommend highly is that if this hotel goes through, and if this is our hotel here, and we want this hotel to be successful, the city, whoever that might be in the city, we have to commit to that hotel to do everything, and the FEC, to do everything we can to bring groups in here. That's hiring somebody to actually book the FEC and the hotel, or hiring a company to do it. But we can't do it as a side job.
Right.
It has to be a real job. And Ron Moore made that comment. He said, if you do this, make it successful.
Well, and I kind of understand, and to not take away from what you just said, but even if they don't put a hotel there, we still need to do what you just said.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Kay, was there anything else in final thoughts?
I think I'd love to see us go back to the drawing board, do a little bit better job, make it what we need there, and make it what will be fit that spot, and not settle. It's a prime piece of real estate. Let's don't settle, and just to fill a spot, and not become so impatient. Even though it's been that long, this particular hotel has not been in the process that long. Let's keep patient and work a little harder. And I'm happy to be part of the solution. I don't mind being on a committee. I would even try to help do some of the marketing, but not settle.
Well, I'll be honest with you, and I'm not trying to take sides here, but if I won the lottery tomorrow, I would help your vision come to fruition. I really would. I mean, because to me, that would be awesome to sit there. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Okay, King.
Thank you.
Coming up next, we welcome the new police chief of Florence, former Commander John Pitcher, on the July edition of Our Town.